Jim, we're actually seeing quite a good game today, and I wonder if in a way it reflects the tournament in that you'd have liked to have had more good results, but actually there are some genuinely some good things to take from it over the piece.
Yeah, I think, you know, with all those losses, it's always going to be difficult to take the good stuff out of a loss. But, you know, you're, what, 30-odd short there? I mean, we know in terms of fielding and bowling display, that's the 50 more, even maybe 60 more than they should have got. From the position or the quality that we know we've got, that was as bad a fielding performance I've seen in the tournament, which was disappointing because, you know, with the last game, with it being obviously nothing on the game, finishing this was really important that we finished it well. And attitude was the one thing that we wanted to bring to this game, especially in the field, and it was disappointing. You know, you get look at that now and look how close, didn't bat the overs out. And to be 30 short just showed that really, you know, we could have chased that down anyway, but yes. Still too many runs in the field. A bit too much of a theme of what ifs really in this whole competition. You know, we can allow a little bit for inexperience, and we talk about that a lot. You know, when you look at this team that's out today, I think Jeets is the only player who played in last year's comp in that last game against Worcester. So there's been a lot of change, but they've had to learn very fast in this tournament. They've had some sting and they've had some good stuff, but it's just been too far between, really.
So hopefully there'll be a longer term benefit for what is, I mean, it's quite a young team you finished the competition with today.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Rob Yates coming in for his first this day game, it shows the quality that he's got. I think he'll be definitely one to watch.
Play very sensibly, I think.
Yeah, I mean, under the typical, when a youngster comes in, suddenly opposition fielders who don't usually say much suddenly becomes very, very vocal. So his first 25-30 balls, he was getting a bit of a spray from certain parts of the fielders around him, but he just showed his mental strength, which actually is probably one of his biggest strengths. Having seen him, you know, grow up through the ranks and through the academy, he's very mentally strong, keeps things very simple, got a good sound game. And I thought he was actually a little bit unlucky.
Yes.
I won't say any more about that dismissal, because there were a couple incidences with bowlers getting in the way of batters running between the wickets, which I won't talk any further about, but I thought he was bitterly unlucky to not kick on with that innings.
There have been others. Thompson's got runs and wickets in the competition. Banks has played some games. Are these all useful things in future for you? And I appreciate, you know, you're about winning first and foremost, and people have already garnered that. But you have got quite a few players out there in first team games.
Yeah, and this will be the shred of, you know, positivity that we can take from the tournament. You know, November, December, we had a real big push in terms of our plans for our 50 and how we're going to set up. And if you'd said, you know, back in mid-December that we won't have Bell, we won't have Stone, you know, Brooksy will only play, you know, five games, and Aaron will only play one game, and Hosey won't play any games, you'd have to then rethink actually what is realistic, what we're going to get out of this tournament. But from that, Banks has played in every game. And if he had a senior player around him, his performances have been good one day, and then he's maybe not putting a performance the next. But, you know, he's got four scores of over 40 and above in the tournament. Didn't kick on, but he's shown real promise there. Batting in the middle order, which is actually not his natural position, or what he's grown up, you know, he usually opens up. But Alex Thompson, I think he shows the benefit of having a senior bowler with Jeets toiling away at another end. You can see that he's able to grow in this tournament, not have all the pressure on his shoulders to be the lead spinner, but to toil away, to go under the radar a little bit and put in the performances he has. Hasn't been a shock to us because we know he's got the character and the skill to do it, but he's been very pleasing to watch. You know, likewise, Alex Mellor coming in for a couple of games, getting us over the line the other day. Haney's grown as a batter. He's now the senior batter, and we have to, you know, we build that innings around him. So, you know, not having him today was always going to be a bit of a blow. You've got probably two of the better 12 men of Henry Brooks and Sam Hain, you know, filling bottles of water, which I didn't think I'd see in an RL50 game. But, you know, guys have taken opportunities, and it definitely makes it a lot clearer where we are come next year when this competition changes quite a lot, and we might be one of the counties that benefit from this competition of playing so many young guys this year to have a look at them.
Now you've got a week of before the Hampshire game of rest at or work or both.
Both. So there will be quite a lot of guys involved in the 3-day game at Barnet Green starting tomorrow. who are involved in this game, so that's bowlers and batters. There are a couple who won't play in that game, who we can then give a couple of days off, and the guys involved in the Barnt Green game will get some time off before we collectively come together on Sunday for 2 days prep before the Hampshire game. But we know we've got a block of, I think it's 9 championship games. Yeah. It'll be a long burst of red ball cricket, which will be a test of a lot of squads. We've been tested in a white ball competition, so it's going to be a real test of the physical and mental character of this group of young players with this next few games.
And just very briefly on that point, has the sort of status of fitness of any of those you're missing at the moment changed much?
All I can really say is that they're heading in the right direction. Hosey, for example, with his thumb, you know, we wanted to get him in for this 3-day game, and if not, he's going to struggle to be ready for Hampshire. You know, he's still in a fair bit of pain, so we can target a 3-day game against Kent in the second team, starting on next Monday, that hopefully he can be a part of. Aaron is obviously batting, but bowling now, he's having to build himself back up. Liam Norwell is ahead of Aaron in terms of where he's at, and this will be his first game this week. He'll be bowling some overs against Worcester. Ryan Sidebottom's had an injection in his shoulder. He'll also take a part in the second team game. Ollie Stone was out here today running, had a bowl in the nets. Obviously not full pelt, but he's on target. He's in a good place. Belly's out of a cast. He's out of crutches. And I'm sure we'll be welcoming him back to the environment, you know, to start hopefully hitting balls in the future. Haney, gosh, this is a long list, isn't it?
That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember. Haney, look, if we were in a different scenario in this game, I think we would have found a way to get him on the park. But I think we need to be a big picture with that one a little bit and make sure that he's ready for Hampshire. And it gave an opportunity to Rob Yates to make his debut, and I'm glad that happened.